Hi, let's join Fred Kuhn now for another in-depth interview.
Welcome, everybody. What a show today. Our guest is Thad Peterson. He's the Senior Director of Marketing at the Predictive Index, a well-known national company, and it is a leader in talent organization. He's a down-to-earth guy, manages high-performing multi-generational teams, and that's the subject of our podcast today. So welcome, Thad. Glad to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Fred. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's get down to the heart of the matter. It's interest of both of us, and that is, what are the primary differences between generations? That's the first question. And the segment of that is, what do they have in common, and what are we missing? Because there is a big gap in communication today between the generations. So let's start with, what are the differences, and what are the gaps?
So I do have a lot of thoughts on this. And admittedly, some of my thoughts are a little bit contradictory in and of themselves. So I just want to give that caveat to the whole thing. Let me start here. I have a team of 7 or 8 folks. We span 3 generations, technically. I'm in my 40s, so I'm Gen X. The vast majority of people on the team are millennials or Gen Y, depending on what you like to call that generation. And we even have one gentleman on our team who was born in 1996, which makes him Gen Z. So we do in fact span 3 generations. And so we have on my team, we have something called Stand Up Every Day, where we get together for about 15 minutes, do daily updates on whatever's happening in our lives, in our work lives, I should say. And so at the end of Stand Up Today, I asked the team what they thought some of the differences between the generations were. And I want to share some of those thoughts with you because they're kind of interesting.
I'm very happy to hear this because you're up close and personal with a small team, each in different generations. So this will be great.
So this was their perception. Their perception of Gen X, which is me, and they regard me as the old guard. Folks in the Gen X generation have a little bit of a martyrdom complex. They're really willing to grind it out to get to the promised land. They tend to be a little bit more patient. They really value hard work more than anything else. And they're less inclined to voice their personal needs. What they had to say, and bear in mind, most of these folks are Gen Y, they thought the Gen Y or millennial generation tended to be a little bit more impatient, not as inclined to tough things out. They felt like for Gen Y, personal development was super important. They did say that they tended to be more vocal about their needs. One woman on my team made a really interesting observation. Obviously, Gen Y / millennials are very immersed in social media, and social media is very aspirational. And a lot of times through social media, we have FOMO, fear of missing out. And that might transfer or have application at work as well. People are aspiring for more because of everything they see on social media, and that includes what they're aspiring for from their work. They want the perfect job. Another thing that they said, and I think there's a lot of truth to this, is that they have a different eye for solving problems. Younger generations tend to default to solving things through technology.
Let me interrupt a second, Thad. Solving through technology versus what?
I didn't probe, but what I inferred was solving things through technology as opposed to solving them by toughing it out or grinding through it is what I inferred from that.
You know, the one-on-one versus texting you in the next booth?
Yep. That definitely happens here, I'm not going to lie. And I do it too, even though I'm Gen X. Really interesting thing that I heard from the gentleman who's technically in Gen Z, 2 things he said. He said that he just graduated. We work here in Boston. He just graduated from Northeastern, by the way. So he's got a lot of friends who are just getting into the job market right now. 2 things he said that were super important, according to him, to Gen Z folks. Working remotely, if companies don't offer remote work, that can just be a non-starter for people in his generation, he was saying. He was also talking about what a big deal benefits were. And he made reference to students looking for companies that offer student loan repayment programs.
Absolutely. I just had a podcast, Thad, not last week with a consulting firm who brought up the same thing with one of their clients in New York State. Hey, maybe we don't do 401k. Maybe we'll pay down your college debt. It's a real thought.
And I guess all of this just makes me realize how old I am. I didn't even know that was a thing. But apparently it's a thing, and it's a thing that matters a lot. So yeah, that's what people had to say. You know, my personal observations, I shared with you what my team had to say. My observation, and obviously brushing with broad strokes, but a few things I've noticed, I think in managing, especially Gen Y folks, the why does seem to matter a lot, explaining what the why is behind things, explaining the mission of and the purpose behind what you're doing. Absolutely, you already alluded to this. I think people in the younger generations are connected at all times to their devices, and there's good in that, but there's definitely bad in that. My perception is that younger folks maybe don't draw the same lines between work and personal life that other people do. They expect to be mobile. As we already talked about, they expect to be able to work remotely from time to time. So I think there are definitely some expectations there. I do think, and we actually have some survey information that we've done in the past that would show that millennials tend to be a little bit more casual with rules from what I've seen. And bear in mind, I come from the perspective of having worked at technology companies for the most part throughout my career, but people in the Gen Y generation tend not to be command and control types. But, you know, I mentioned before that I think people are people by and large, but different people do have different drives and different motivators. And personally, I think that transcends generations. And understanding those differences is really important. And do you mind if I make I wouldn't even call it a product plug, but a quick offer to people that are listening?
Okay.
We offer a very quick behavioral assessment, and you can actually go through it for free. Go to predictiveindex.com/free, and you'll get spit back a report that tells you a little bit about what your behavioral drives are. And understanding that about yourself can be tremendously helpful no matter what generation you're in.
Well, since you've announced it, I will go ahead and put it in the contact information of the online guest biography for you.
That sounds fantastic. I also want to share with you, this is kind of interesting, Fred. We did a really extensive survey of 5,000 people. This was last summer, August of 2018, a survey about people's managers. And one of the things that we asked people what generation their managers were. And we also asked people to rate their managers. And so we got ratings. We were able to slice it by Gen Y, Gen X, and baby boomers. What was interesting, they're all very, very close. They stacked up very close. But people that were Generation Y, the millennials, got the highest ratings as managers, which I thought was really interesting.
Why do you think that is? Was that pursued as to the why?
We weren't able to really uncover the why. And truthfully, the differences were so small that they weren't statistically significant. But I was, I don't know, maybe it's just because I am Gen X, but I was kind of expecting either baby boomers or Gen X to get the highest ranking as managers. But Gen Y barely edged out Gen X and baby boomers.
That's very interesting. Do you have this survey on your site that people can look at, or you share it, or is it just
internal? Yeah. If you go to predictiveindex.com/managers,
okay,
it will get you there.
Good. Good.
One of the things I did just jot down in my notes, because I figured people would be interested in it, and again, I think it transcends generations. We did correlate the top traits of great managers. So we asked people to rate their managers on a scale from 1 to 10. And then we had a huge pick list of possible traits that apply to their managers. So the traits that you see in managers that get scores of 9 and 10, the most common traits are: has a strong work ethic, is honest, has a sense of humor, is confident, and has a positive attitude. And I think those things, pretty clear that those things transcend generations.
You know, no matter how many surveys we have or what our N is in the survey, it goes back to the first grade playground, doesn't it? Do you play well with others? And yeah, if you look at the same traits you just mentioned, people would gravitate toward people with those traits.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. In terms of management style from generation to generation, I think we've covered a little bit of that. Let's move on here to what is the key to successfully managing multiple generations within the workforce? What would you tell other executives?
So I don't pretend that I've completely figured it out, but here are some of the rules that I try to live by. Try to focus on the culture, not just of your company, but of your specific team. So here at the Predictive Index, we're at about 150 employees now. I've got a team of 8. We've got a company-wide culture, but I think also trying to create a real culture in your within your team is really important. The best way to have a great team and to have a great experience as a manager is to hire the right people to start with. So I pour a ton of energy into recruitment. And to some extent, you know, any great CEO will say this, and I think any great manager should have this philosophy that to some extent you should always be recruiting. So I think that's really important. Explaining the why is really, really important. Why are we doing this? What is driving a decision? Giving people context about what it is you're asking them to do is really important. Putting an emphasis on personal development. Here on our team, for example, we have really structured personal development meetings every single month. And we also make a real concerted effort to give one another feedback on an ongoing basis.
So what is a personal development meeting very quickly here?
Yeah, so here at PI, we have an entire template where we ask people to tell us how they think they're doing with regards to our company core values. We have an acronym for our core values, which is THREADS, which stands for teamwork, honesty, reliability, energy, action, drive, and scope. So how, and we've got definitions for all those. So how are people doing vis-a-vis all of those values? How are they doing in their role? And we ask people to put in thoughts about, you know, give their own self-evaluation about how they're doing in their role. We ask people to identify things that they want to work on professionally. We ask them to identify projects that they would like to work on. And then we ask them to identify things in their personal life, goals they have in their personal life that they would like to hold themselves accountable to. And it's their job, it's every employee's job, to take ownership of their personal development. But by insisting on that monthly meeting where you talk about personal development, you put some accountability around it.
That's wonderful, Thad. What a great program. Absolutely. And you do that company-wide at Predictive Index or just within your team?
So it's interesting. My boss, who oversees all of sales and marketing at this point, is a zealot about this. And he insists that everybody on his team does it. And it's part of, I was talking before about team culture. So that's part of our team culture. What's happened is other departments have caught wind of it and are trying to adopt it as well. So it's something that took hold in one part of the company, and now it's spreading throughout the rest of the company.
So your boss and you are having communications and retraining or training other department managers in how to do this effectively.
I can't take any credit for it, but yes, my boss absolutely is.
In fact, I'm glad he's a zealot on this because I think it's a wonderful, wonderful approach.
For what it's worth, Fred, my boss is a zealot about a lot of things. That's just one thing he's a zealot about.
Well, we'll tell him through the podcast. Folks, we have spent a wonderful 15 minutes today on just a great subject about intergenerational communication and tactics. We spent that time today with Thad Peterson. Please read his biography on the guest biography section of our website. We'll have that report link there that you can listen to. Thad, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today on Workplace Strategies.
Thank you, Fred. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.